Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on BorgWarner Inc., a global leader in providing innovative and sustainable technology solutions for the automotive industry. BorgWarner is at the forefront of the transition to electric vehicles, EVs, and hybrid systems, offering a range of products that improve fuel efficiency and reduce emissions. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the automotive and technology sectors. Let's dive in.
BorgWarner has positioned itself as a key player in the automotive industry's shift towards sustainability, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do ICEs like confirmation bias and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and market expansion strategies?
Confirmation bias plays a significant role in BorgWarner's decision-making, particularly in product development and market expansion strategies. This bias might lead the company to focus on data and market signals that reinforce their existing belief in the growing importance of electric and hybrid vehicle technologies, potentially overlooking challenges or alternative approaches that could disrupt their current trajectory. While this focus on the EV market has driven innovation and growth, it may also result in strategic blind spots if the company underestimates the complexities or competitive pressures in this rapidly evolving sector. The availability heuristic is another key factor, where BorgWarner might prioritize investments and marketing efforts based on the most visible and immediate trends in the automotive industry, such as the increasing adoption of EV, potentially missing out on longer-term opportunities or technologies that are less immediately apparent.
This focus on advancing EV and hybrid technologies while leveraging their existing expertise has helped BorgWarner build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize innovation and sustainability in the automotive sector.
Exactly. BorgWarner's emphasis on leveraging their strengths in automotive technology and aligning with industry trends has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking growth in the sustainable mobility space. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to adapt and explore new technologies and markets, ensuring they can respond to the rapidly evolving demands of the automotive industry and maintain their competitive edge.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at BorgWarner Inc. As a global technology company with a diverse workforce and customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for BorgWarner, given their role in providing technology solutions to a diverse range of automotive manufacturers and suppliers worldwide. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive products that meet the needs of a global market. A diverse workforce within BorgWarner can help company better understand the unique challenges and opportunities in different regions, leading to more effective and widely appealing automotive solutions. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like automotive technology, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, BorgWarner not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible technology development. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, BorgWarner operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving automotive market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
BorgWarner's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the automotive technology sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new technologies and expanding into new markets. Confirmation bias might make BorgWarner more inclined to focus on enhancing their existing products for EV and hybrid vehicles, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by advances in autonomous driving, connected vehicles, and sustainable mobility. The availability heuristic might drive them to prioritize investments in the most visible trends such as electrification, but they must also be proactive in exploring new opportunities in emerging automotive technologies and consumer demands.
This adaptability is key for BorgWarner, especially as they face competition from both traditional automotive suppliers and newer, more innovative technology companies. Their ability to innovate while maintaining product reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. BorgWarner's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established technologies, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
To sum up, BorgWarner Inc. S approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives BorgWarner's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.